This recording, Thailand 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. I was born and raised in Thailand to Thai parents. None of my family members speaks English at all, so it is kind of a surprise for me to speak English. I had a chance to spend a year living in America. I was an exchange student to Alexandria, Virginia. And for those of you who don't know where it is, it's right next to Washington, D.C. Living in Alexandria, Virginia was my privilege because the city was gorgeous, it was historic, and there were a lot of places to hang out around the area, especially in Washington, D.C., and in the old town of Alexandria. I often go to the old town of Alexandria to just hang out with my friends. Well, I should say I often went there. Yeah, I came back to Thailand a year ago. Living there was like the best time of my life because I got to do a lot of stuff that doesn't exist here in Thailand. Also, I had chances to go into Washington, D.C. and spend like most of my time just hang out and looking around the monuments, taking pictures and stuff. My host mom and I enjoyed photography, especially night photography, so we often went into Washington, D.C. during night after my school stuff was done, actually, and then we would take a lot of pictures of the Capitol building, of the monuments there. That was fun. My favorite food so far is crab cakes. That's the food I really miss. It's kind of a Maryland food, I think. And, well, we were close enough to Maryland to have that kind of food. Also, my host dad is a really good cook, so his crab cakes are the best. Yeah, well, you can find crab cakes all around DC, but my host dad's crab cakes is the best ever.